Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. Gas coming up for you in 32 minutes. 9 o'clock, call of 20, gets a chance to go at those gallons, and we could put some Circle K gas cards in your stash. All right, so a little snooping ain't never hurt nobody. I have learned that when I'm with my daughters and they're in the backseat and I'm driving Miss Daisy,
yeah,
that if I just lower the radio and lean a bit, I can learn a lot.
Yeah. I remember you said one of the things that bothers you is the little secret telling and the whispering that
right.
they do.
And when they're not whispering, they're just having conversations in the back seat. But I feel if I don't act like I'm listening and I got enough music where they think I might be paying attention to the music and not really paying attention to their conversation, I could learn a lot.
Oh, you eavesdropping for real.
Right.
I mean, they're right behind you.
They're right behind me, but they think they're having a private conversation. And I'm like, oh, my God. Right. So I find out they're talking about camp. My daughter just came back from camp. She spent 2 weeks in North Carolina, and it was a roughing it time for camp. Like, you know, cabins, no window, like the screens on the windows,
yeah.
So everything else. So she's explaining to my oldest that they didn't have a door on the bathrooms. So their cabin has 10 people in it. It's all girls.
Ooh.
And they have stalls that have doors.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But the front door of the bathroom is open. So
okay. She
kind of joked with her. She's like, you really bond with 10 women well over your poo.
Oh.
And so I heard that and was like, okay. What the so I'm like listening. Then I interjected and I was like, oh my God, y'all bonded over poo. And then so she got embarrassed and said, well, it's not like Kaylin's poop tracker.
Oh.
What?
Exactly my response. Hey. I was like, wait, what?
What did you say?
And she said, oh, well, I mean, now he's going to think I'm crazy. She's like, well, Daddy, we have a poop tracker. And I said, who's we? And what is the poop tracker? Apparently, there's an app that is called the poop tracker that not only my daughter, my oldest, and all of her friends have joined in on.
Oh, man.
But they have a ranking. She then tells me, I was ranked number 5. That's the highest I got, Daddy.
What?
And I was like, highest? What are you talking about? Now, my youngest is dying laughing in the backseat.
Yeah,
because now the heat is off her and her poopy cabin. And now it's on her sister. So apparently, the frequency of your activity moves you up in rank. So if you can knock out one or two a day, you can double up on those one-timers that are on the list. So she got as high as 5, but some of her friends are regular schmegular.
Oh, man.
So there's a group,
higher.
And they all share, like, anytime they go, they log it.
They log it.
From the
then,
toilet.
Right. And then tell the friends, oh, my God, I got another one in. Oh, well, I'm going to get in one before I go to bed. And they track.
Wow.
I was like, please tell me there's no pictures or video or any kind of stuff.
She's like,
there. She's like, there is, Daddy. She's like, but we don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now you know one of them.
She's like, they don't. I'm like, all right, I'm very happy about that.
You know when there's an impressive one, someone's going to take a photo.
Then she tells me, well, Mom and her sisters do it too. And
what?
I'm like, what?
Oh.
This is a thing?
I did not know this.
You know, you said she's in 5th place. Any idea 5th out of how many people? Did you ask?
I think there's, and her best friend circle, there's like 6 or 7 of them.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. She needs to step it up.
More fiber.
No, she don't need to step it up.
She need like a brand muffin.
I mean, really, this is disturbing.
So it's only frequency. It's not consistency or
it's
color.
It's just frequency. It's just frequency.
How buoyancy.
No, okay, listen.
I'm asking.
I'm telling you that they just go off of the number.
Okay. Any boys in this poop contest?
No, it was just
know?
The girls.
Just the girls?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, your daughter's not
winning.
That's
still not good.
Does it bother you that she's not winning?
No, it bothers me that how did this become? This is a boy thing.
Yeah.
I have girls.
Uh-huh.
Some things I didn't really anticipate having to have conversations about.
Right.
I find out there's an app.
Yeah.
Like, that's a little alarming.
Everybody poos.
What conversation do you have to have around this? Like, don't do it or?
I told him I don't like it. And she says, Daddy, it's just
why?
Fun. It's not. I don't.
But why don't
just,
we like it?
Because I don't want my
what?
Kid comfortable talking about poo. I
why?
Guess.
Everybody does it. It's a human. I mean, it's a normal thing to do. It's not even a human thing. Normal,
is this
to
like
find
animals
out ladies are so open with y'all conversations about this, really? I would think boys would
you should scroll through my text.
Do you think this. What?
It gets way worse. What? With my girlfriends and stuff. Oh, yeah,
about
it gets way
poo?
Worse. Not
y'all,
just,
y'all talk
no.
poo?
A poo or, you know, other things in other areas.
Okay,
and
all right. Yeah,
I'm
okay,
serious.
Is this. Do you think this app was created for, like, I don't know, senior citizens trying to keep their regularity kind of on track?
I don't think
I feel like maybe we should do this contest.
No.
Why? Why?
Wait, there's out of the 813 poop tracker, there's another one that goes by location.
Oh my
says
God.
It says you went on a road trip, vacation, you can nap it and everything. That's Henry in Tampa.
Yeah.
Wow. I coach high school girls flag football, and all the girls have one.
What?
They are all comparing their poo. This yeah. is right there from you a can, coach out you, of A13.
You can tell a lot about what's going on with your body and your diet by doing that and checking out how often you go.
This ain't disturbing.
Yes, I would say yes.
I was going to say, I know I'm not new school, but come on now.
And like you said, it seems to be more females on this than the boys.
Somebody just said y'all should do this as a freak show.
I totally agree.
I don't think
I would murder you guys on this.
Wait, because of frequency?
Yeah, I would just, I'm a
you
regular
have that.
Human being.
Yeah, that's
you
what I'm saying.
It.
Like, I mean, really, like, would that be a win? I don't think that would be a win. Like, you go home and say, Anthony, I beat Davi in Orlando on the poop tracker.
Okay, question. Do you guys at least go once a day?
Yeah.
Orlando?
I mean, I try and save it.
You try to save it?
Save
yeah.
it?
Save it for?
Like every other day. Yeah, like no. I don't have time all the time.
I'm not only day every day. I'm usually around the same time.
Same.
Yeah,
same.
More or less.
Exactly.
I'm in that rhythm.
Yep.
Somebody out of the 407 said, Orlando, you need to calm down. It's just poo. It's not like how many boys they've kissed.
Yeah. Ooh,
watch your mouth.
We don't want a nap like that.
A competition of healthy digestion is a good thing. Okay.
Somebody said this generation is so weird.
Right. I'm so glad you said that.
What's the sweet spot?
What?
Like how many times?
Not, that's what I'm saying.
Once a day?
Once a day, I think
y'all
it's good.
Both of y'all go wait in the truck. Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. The poop tracker has made it onto the show.
Sure has.
I didn't know that was a thing before yesterday. My daughters apparently are participating. At least my oldest is.
Competing.
And she's losing, by the way. She's ranked fifth out of like seven.
She's not going to be happy that we're having this conversation.
I told her I was. I told her I was going to have the conversation. And she was like, Daddy, she's like, it's not like we have pictures on it. She's like, people will know about it. It's got over 100,000 downloads on the app.
At least she's not at school right now.
Right. So she's totally sleeping, but somebody's going to.
You know, there's a lot of people that are kind of for this. Mm-hmm. Like out the 813, we got a text. It says there's so many people that go days without number two and never talk about it till there's health problems that come from your doctor.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
gotta be. You want to stay regular.
I'm good about
unlike
that.
Some people we know.
We got Sheridan on the phone. What's going on?
What's going on with you?
Hey, man, we in here just apparently having a conversation that's making everybody a little nervous. What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing all right and stuff, you know what I'm saying? It ain't making everybody nervous. It might be making you nervous and stuff.
It makes because girls ain't supposed to have these kind of conversations. I thought I was going to be a...
You've been portraying something for a long time. Ain't nobody never called you out.
What do you
when
mean?
You would be on the toy tower, you'd be like, oh, I go in. Man, you cannot control your bowel movements. If you got a bowel movement coming, it's going to come.
No, well, okay, you mean now on the toy tower, that's 8 days. And I usually can go, I've gone the whole eight without going before. I don't.
Right. That's because you can't go.
He's not eating up there.
Come on.
That's not.
You can't go.
That's not something I try and do. It's just like out of comfort.
Hey. You call up any true professional. I never get, you know, you and Mary from my old, you know, practice doctor, all that. If you call any doctor and stuff, once your bowels, you know what I'm saying, bowel movement comes up, you cannot vanquish it.
It will not be eliminated.
I've never had a poo conversation with the word vanquish involved, but I appreciate it. All right.
Somebody said it's impossible to be regular while on keto.
Did
was it different before keto? Were you more of an everyday?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, you were?
Interesting.
Yeah.
You need some fiber in your diet.
No.
Is that how it works?
No.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, you do need fiber, yes, but that... I don't want to have a conversation.
Yeah, you do. What's going
on? Keto is just, put it this way. Okay, how can I explain this and still be right? All right, carbs are softeners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Keto is a firming agent.
Yes.
So if you're on keto...
You're constipated.
That's what another texter said.
You know, they don't move as... Traffic doesn't move as briskly as a traffic jam.
Somebody else who's on keto said all that cheese got them blocked.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you can have a lot of cheese and a lot
protein.
Of, like, proteins and stuff like that, that doesn't necessarily soften. Like, put it this way. I have sometimes in the run of keto, mm-hmm. I have sometimes gone and gotten some fries.
Mm-hmm. Fries?
Yeah.
What's the fries for?
Cheating.
For the regularity?
To help motivate things to just
why don't we pick up broccoli instead of
I eat broccoli every day.
Oh, and it's still you still have
yeah.
Okay, all right.
You got a text out the 407. It says crazy. I'm on the pot right now listening to this foolishness. I'm extra regular 2 to 3 times a day. Plenty of water and bananas.
He can't have bananas because there's sugar
yeah,
in them.
I never ate bananas anyway. But that was one of the foods I didn't eat.
Really?
Bananas, eggs. Yeah.
Man. You don't like breakfast food. That's why I said that earlier.
But banana's not a breakfast food.
Can you take Metamucil or something like that to keep things
going? Listen, I just wasn't really kind of shifting it over to me, Sheridan,
you know,
and y'all.
A lot of women have iron issues, and so they have like their tummy teas that'll help, you know, regulate themselves. There's little pills you can take to make sure you can go on a regular basis.
I don't want to have this kind of conversation on the radio. I was telling y'all that the kids out there got a new app you need to look out for because your kids are having poop.
Now I know why you don't want it.
The script got flipped.
You got flipped over to me like I'm some sort of patient. I'm fine.
I see now why he doesn't.
But you know what,
though?
Homeboy on the phone did raise a good point. Like 8 days on the toy tower without dropping a deuce.
This is a December conversation. Y'all have this conversation every December.
We're worried about you.
We're in June right now. Let's not have it today.
We're worried about your hemorrhoids.
They say eat prunes.
What?
Do you like prunes?
He has sugar.
I don't eat prunes.
It's plums. Sugar.
I'm not 80.
We're worried
like,
about you.
Prunes.
Yeah,
we're
no, no, no. That's a healthy way to go instead of taking supplements.
You 100%. Said every 2 days. Does it ever go three?
3 days without it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't.
What day are you on right now?
Yeah.
When's the last time you dropped one?
Listen.
Do you need to go right now?
You know, I'm calling HR now. Listen.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.